broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, that loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening once again, and welcome back, and a hearty hello out there to Lottie Dottie and every other body, and a great big shout out to all you MAGA patriots and maybe an Anon or two, and those on the road folks, blessings with you. May you be provided all you need. And the folks there that we can salute also are our absolutely wonderful Space Force Rangers. We want to welcome you here to our flagship namesake program, Holistic Truth. I am your host, Leander Grace, and I know it is already Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. We are broadcasting live from these high mountain deserts, and we continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace and solidarity with patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. It remains a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. And before we get into the topics, I will be telling you where I'm at, where I've been at. I'm going to let you know. So for those of you joining us here, it's been an adventure. For those of you joining us here for the first time, we'll define this term, holistic truth, just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit. Holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of the human experience through empathy, compassion, passion, leading us ultimately to forgiveness. Unless, of course, the scriptures have other things to say, and we'll be talking about that on Friday. As we'll talk about it all, though, folks, the physical and the metaphysical, the scriptural and the secular, historical and hysterical, and the politically mundane. And we'll be blowing up all them little non sequiturs. We sure will. And tonight's program, in and of itself, I think you will find interesting to note and find that we are going to pull out none of the stops to
Load up good.
Load up real good.
Yeah.
We're going to blow it up good. Real good tonight. The gloves are off tonight. We'll be dishing out some plates of fierce love, and it's not always comfortable. It's not the warm fuzzy type, but we do have some warm fuzzies to put in here. So beware that there's going to be a lot of information incoming in this broadcast this evening. I have a multiplicity, a veritable array, a whole bunch of, there's a lot of bullets, a lot of bullet points. And each of those bullet points has a lot of bullets, and we're going to be firing off some rounds tonight. They are not physical bullets with gunpowder, just in case those are listening think that they need to accuse me of something, like happens from time to time. But we are going to be throwing some truth bullets out there, and it will be aimed at them in particular, and we're going to be revealing some truths. But just as on Hillis on Empathic Channel, we do, of course, take into consideration all boundaries and dignity of person and spirit, and we refuse to act the way the enemy does. Now, some of you may have been wondering where it is that I've been for the last 3 weeks, and I've kind of been wondering where the hell I've been for the last 3 weeks, too, and I did not know that I was going to be on an assignment. When I had that last broadcast, the intermediary, I knew something was coming. The Father was telling me something was coming, and there were some things that were on the way that were not something, it wasn't fuzzy to look at. I was like, what is going on, right? So there was basically what it is wickedness took a swipe at yours truly and some others. Wickedness took a swipe and continued to take a swipe. And so what I had to do, in essence, and see, understand that the fruit doesn't know what it's doing. The Father moves the fruit is obedient, and boom, look, I think I'm doing one thing, I'm really doing something else. And that's the way the Father uses me, so that I am not getting in the way of my gift. So wickedness thought that it was going to be wicked. Now, you guys have heard me talk about wickedness before, and I'm going to talk about it at the beginning of the program because I want to get to these bullets and I want to get the wickedness out of the way. Now, understand, we are advised in the scriptures how to handle wickedness. And I've told you on the program before, people have asked me, how do you detect wickedness? Well, there's only way that I know how to detect wickedness and evil, and that is by sight, sound, and movement. Same way you make sure no one's downrange is by sight, sound, or movement. And if you're looking, if you think wickedness is around, you just wait a little minute, and they will let you know by sight, sound, and movement. Evil wants to be discovered, and it dares you to call it by its name. Now, what we do need to do is understand the rules of engagement when we are coming up against wickedness. And there's two particular scriptures that I want to use. They are New Testament scriptures for those of you who are of the Protestant persuasion. And those of you, my sister Judah, we're all one big fappy hamley in Israel, are we not? So let's be a fappy hamley in Israel and let's take a look at the whole book. And the first scripture that I want to take a look at, guys, because wickedness is going to start knocking on your door. Remember last time I was on the broadcast, I said everything's, all the propensities will escalate. If you have a propensity for piety, you will become more pious. If you have a propensity for wickedness, you'll become more wicked, and you will start darting at the pious. And if you got not careful, one of them pious people is going to be smarter than your sorry ass and catch you, and you're caught. Now, let's take a look at what the scriptures have to say when we know that wickedness is caught. Wickedness will do everything that it can to shine pretty. Let's take a look at 2 Peter. For those of you who want to turn in your scriptures, if you just want to do it on the replay, feel free to do that as well. But anytime you're here on Holistic Truth, we're going to open a book. And if I sound a little short, it's because I'm still pissed. I'm still just a little bit hot. And I'm going to let you know how I handled it. And then I'm going to give you guys some advice if wickedness ever decides it wants to put its little nose in your tent. Some things to be aware of. First of all, it knows wickedness sees righteousness before righteousness sees wickedness, because we don't live there. We don't hunt. Wickedness does. Whether it knows and it's conscious that it's hunting or not, it's hunting constantly when someone is under the influence of wickedness. So let's take a look at 2 Peter 2, verse 9. 2 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lusts of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord." So how do you talk to the Lord about a suspected wickedness? You have to ask questions of the Father. If you accuse before the Father, you will create a case and an argument. And the adversary loves to drag us before the Father and accuse us. Let's not step on our own member. I'm going to give it some bullets tonight. Let's not step on ourselves and point fingers and do a public thingy. Because the scripture says don't do that stuff. Let's take a look at another scripture. Let's take a look at Jude. Now, Michael, Archangel Michael, wanted the body of Moses. Remember, Moses wasn't allowed to enter the promised land. Why wasn't Moses allowed to enter the promised land? Because he hit the rock when he was supposed to be speaking to the rock. Not that I'm drawing a parallel anywhere. So Jude 1. Verse 8, it's only one chapter of Jude. "Likewise also these filthy dreamers." Now that word filthy is injected. It does not exist in the scripture. It is in the text of the King James Bible, but it is not in the scripture itself. So it should actually be likewise also these dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Sounds like we got another verse on the same topic. It must be important. Two writers, same topic. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he went toe-to-toe with the devil himself. Michael, the archangel, the one who's like God. When contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." And that's what we've got, people. So what do? If we can't point fingers, if we can't accuse, if we can't do it that way because we're subject to start a rumor and the adversary's waiting for you to take his bait. Remember, the darkness just wants you to have a little taste. So what do? Well, I become bait. That's basically it. So for the last couple of weeks, whether I knew it or not, I became bait. And what the Father explained to me the other day, as he was explaining the outcome of all of these things as they came to this climax and its eventual resolution, was see it through, hold on, see it through, hold on, see it through. I had no idea what the outcome was going to be. And then when I realized I was dealing with wickedness, the only thing I could do, the only thing that we can do if we're not prepared to go toe-to-toe, and I was not prepared to go toe-to-toe, is make noise, draw attention. Just like you're crossing the street and somebody comes out to attack you, you yell fire, right? You could yell whatever you want, but you want the public's attention. That's what you got to do. And sometimes you got to sit there and take a lot of hits and make a lot of noise. But here's the thing. When the rope-a-dope goes, and that's basically what it was, is a rope-a-dope, toe-to-toe rope-a-dope with evil in the middle of the ring, until somebody else has enough evidence. That's all it is. Did it hurt? Yep. Was it hard? Yep. Did it about tear my brain apart? Yes, it did. And a lot of boundaries were crossed, and a lot of wickedness was revealed, and a lot of bad things were done. But I'm back from assignment, and that's what I wanted to tell you. How do you deal with wickedness? Wickedness will find you. If you love the Lord, especially now, wickedness will find you. And the kind of wickedness will find you is the kind of wickedness that's always found you, because that's where you're weak, unless God has strengthened you in that particular place. And sometimes wickedness makes mistakes. That's what I like about it. And if you don't do it, all you have to do is tell wickedness no, and it starts showing its ass. And then those who are watching the ass being shown, qualified to take action, then they do so. And so I'm happy to report that the wickedness has been revealed, it has been reported, it is being taken care of. Who is it? Doesn't matter. That becomes gossip. This is a topic of education, and I dare not bring a railing accusation against anybody, especially at this particular stage of where we're at on the world stage. You guys feel the pressure? You feel it? I know you feel it. And it was barely all I could do to keep my mouth shut through it. And I didn't always do it. But I tell you what, I don't think that wickedness will rear its ugly head again. So do I know what evil looks like? Yep. And do I know how to get wickedness to show its face? Yeah. And I'm really good at it. So I just want to let you know, I'm really, really good at revealing wickedness. I know what it looks like. I know what it smells like. I know what it sounds like. it has an intention. And if you ever wonder whether anybody's being real or anybody's being phony, turn the volume down and just watch them move. I love you guys. And I did not expect it to take that long. I didn't even know I was on an assignment. But the Father had other plans. And what the Father says do, that's what I do. And as a result, because we were very, very patient, because wickedness, once it knows it's being tracked, it'll start to hide. But it cannot. It has to show its ass. It's got to get big. Kara, am I worried about it anymore? Absolutely not, because I serve an awesome God, and that awesome God is bigger than any device that can be brought against me. There, you could bring me to whatever. He could slay me, Adonai, and yet will I serve him. Now, those are some proclamations that are necessary to make in a public forum on air so that those listening Space Force Rangers understand that I understand. And that's about as much information as I'm going to give. And it's already too much. So let's take a look at the topics that we have here. The gloves are off. There is a fierce love, and we got some big stuff incoming. So let's take a look at some of these political highlights. President Trump, let's take a look at him first because he's my favorite topic besides, you know, the Father. President Trump keeps working and winning for we the people. Now, we're going to get to that girl named Nikki in a minute. But Donald J. Trump has won the Republican primary. Donald J. Trump is the people's choice for president. It is very clear, regardless of what numbers and cheating and things come up. The deep state will try to play this out as long as possible to wear us out. They're looking for statute of limitations. They're looking for a slip-up. Wickedness is working, trying to get the good people to do bad things so they can flip the script. We have to be very aware of this trick. Not to be goaded into the wickedness, because wickedness wants to fight right now. It wants to get you down and dirty in the dirt. And I'm not saying you should be quiet and let people just take swipes at you and all that, but be very, very careful right now, because wickedness is looking for a reason. And if they can't get to Donald J. Trump, then they'll get to the people around Donald J. Trump and supporters of Donald J. Trump. And especially, and the Father wanted me to bring this at the top of the hour, and I almost didn't, now I am, the influencers, okay? Those patriots that we're used to hearing through the back channel news and the back channel reporting and the citizen patriot news reporters, the citizen journalists that are journalists indeed, not hired by a three-letter agency, be careful of them. They're telling you it's true. And now they're becoming targets because the voice is much, much bigger than the source movement would like it to be. Evidently, he hasn't been seen for a while. Is that right? We'll get to that. So President Trump keeps working for free, and he keeps winning for us, for we the people. They are after us. They're after the people. That's for truth. But they're also after our money. They're after our resources. They're after our very dignity. They want to wear us down. And then they kept trying to give us, you know, like an easier, softer way. And the deep state rounded up a whole bunch of willing individuals to run against Donald J. Trump. Because, see, the good old boy politics, you just run against each other, and then you go into the back room, and you smoke cigars, and you have some whiskey, and you cut some deals. Well, President Trump doesn't smoke or drink, and he's not interested in cutting any backroom deal. He speaks for we the people. And I don't care how much money you put behind anybody, you can't beat we the people. You just can't do it. We serve an awesome God, we the people, and God is on our side. Donald Trump's the president of the United States. He never conceded the election, and it is still being held in contest. It is still being held in contest. So a lot of these things are kind of going through the motions, and there is a commander-in-chief somewhere, but it's not that bumbling idiot. Now let's take a look at the other bullet. Ron is rescued. Ron DeSantis has been rescued from campaigning. Yeah. See, you know that pattern of willful wives driving, finding men that for whatever reason don't stick up for themselves and drive them into the ground? Yeah, there's a little bit of that that happened, I think. And I think we're going to find out more about that, not to embarrass Mr. Ron, not to embarrass Ron, but to get to the bottom of what's been done. Where did he originate from? And what happened to Adam Walsh? Representative Scott and Vivek showed up in New Hampshire for a little chusma on President Trump's campaign trail. Not sure. I think it was a good move on their part because, you know, the Patriots, unless you're back in a candidate, you know, we're pretty much going to chew you up, not want to hear what you say. Because we've been lied to by everybody except Donald J. Trump and the ones that are standing behind him. Everyone else has been lying to us for a very long time. Everyone else is a very broad brush. There's got to be good guys in there. But we, the people, have been lied to for a very long time. They've stolen our money. They've stolen our land. They're giving away our land. They're giving away our resources. They're giving away our blood. They're giving away our treasure. They're getting involved in wars again because they don't give a shit about you, the people. All they want is money in their coffers to control things and sell each other out to the highest bidder to see which dog can get on the highest pile till the next one knocks them down. Do we want to live like that? That's wickedness. That's prison rules. That's what they've instituted in the United States of America. Then they opened the southern border and had every other kind of trash and criminal and insane person and all kinds of stuff coming in. There's probably some good people in there too, everybody you know. But the cartels are making a gazillion dollars off of that, and then they're going to go ahead and spend all that to make some fentanyl to poison the rest of us, and they're going to send another round of people in to replace the ones that they just killed. Can we see this? They're taking our land. They're taking our nation one two-legged individual at a time. They kill 5 on fentanyl, 50 come over the border. That sounds like Roman rules to me. Hell, it sounds like an episode out of Star Trek Voyager, just replacing them one person at a time until it was too late to do anything about it. I've been gone for a few weeks, kind of got some pent-up stuff. I've been quiet for a while. And then there's this girl named Nikki. Now, this girl named Nikki, they call her Nikki, she's running for president as if she has a chance of, one, to be qualified and, two, to win. She's not even qualified for the office. It has nothing to do with the fact that she has breastages and ovaries and has everything to do with the fact that she's not a natural-born citizen. Neither is Ted Cruz, nor is Marco Rubio. Neither was Barack Obama. These people are running for an office that they have no legal avenue to. And one of them got elected. In fact, Bush wasn't even, Bush Jr. was qualified, but Bush Sr. wasn't qualified. He wasn't a natural born citizen. That's what we got going on. No one's enforcing the laws of the land. What do we do? What do we have? Do we have a nation or do we have a free for all? Do we have law enforcers or do we have not? I'd say we have people who want to enforce the law and do their job. But if they do, they lose everything that they've worked for. That's hostage. That's coercion. That's a hostage situation. You either become corrupt or everything you've got is ours. They got family, they got wife, they got this. You just need to look another way. We passed a law that says it's okay that you don't do your job. Okay, so maybe legally they don't have to do their job, but the ethics and the morality of a good person, which is what the left and the deep state and the wickedness does not understand, is the moral compass of a good person. I'm not even talking about someone who loathes the Lord necessarily. They just have a good heart. There are those out there. Jesus said so. So there's this girl named Nimarata Sardahadabadabad. Anyway, she's Indian, and that's fine that she's Indian, but she's not natural born, and she has no avenue, legal avenue, to the office of the presidency of the United States. Neither does Kamala Harris, the supposed vice president. And she's sitting there, vice president. She's not qualified. She is not qualified. She does not meet the minimum standards, the minimum constitutional standards to hold the office. Neither does Mark Rubio, neither does the Senator Cruz, neither is Senator Cruz is Canadian. He wasn't born here. He wasn't even born here. And these people coming in here and trying to take over, people letting them come in here, those people that have already been elected and in Washington before President Trump got in here, people letting these unqualified, don't meet the basic constitutional requirements of an office, they're saying, yeah, let's come on in. We'll just let it go. Well, what the hell do we have a law for? Christians? What do we have a law for? To teach us right from wrong. Right? Christians? Judah? Judah knows. I don't have to tell Judah. Judah knows. Christians, we're given the law to give us the boundaries of behavior so that we know what righteousness looks like. Because without the law, we don't know nothing. As demonstrated by the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt and didn't know come from Sichem. So why do we have a law? Put boundaries on our behavior, agreed set of rules to boundary our behavior so we all get along by the same rules and we know what to expect from each other within a certain parameter. Idiots up in Washington think that they own us. Do you understand that? They don't have regard for us. Swamp doesn't care about you. The swamp doesn't care about me. Menendez, he's worried about the fact that they didn't have a proper search and seizure warrant, not the fact that he's corrupt as hell and found with gold bars that he shouldn't have had. And so now they're going to try whether the evidence was obtained legally. I don't care whether at this point. I do care whether the evidence was obtained legally. But I do find it interesting to note that he has no remorse for his corruption that obtained the gold bars, but he has every bit of disdain and a total lack of respect for any dignities or law, just as we read in the scriptures there. But they have no mercy, and they scream for it. They have no mercy for you, but they sure do expect it from you. They have no mercy for us, but they're very quick to demand it. What do the scriptures say? Those who have will be given more, and those who have not, whatever they got, will be taken away and given to those who have. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We are blowing it up good. Gloves are off. Fierce love incoming. We've got more. We're not done with Nikki. We just got started. But I need to take a break. We should go to a break. I should take a breath and, you know, that. Been revealed. Now we're going to point out some other things. I am your host, Leanna Grace. It's been a very long battle. We're still in it. We're still in it. We're still here. And we're still, I still ride with 45. What wickedness has to look forward to now is a whole lot of pain. When I uncovered the wickedness, I thought I'd feel a lot worse about it. But once I realized exactly how wicked it was, see, this is what happens when wickedness gets revealed. If you don't buy into its bullshit, then it starts attacking everybody else. And then you know you got it right. I am your host, Leanna Grace. Pray for those who love the Lord. And pray for the revelation of those who are wicked. They will stick out now more than ever. As those of us who are coming closer to God, they look much more different than we do. I am your host, Leanna Grace. This Holistic Truth. We're blowing it up good. We're bringing some fierce love. Next, with the bangos we got, Here Comes the Pain. We'll be back on the other side.
Stand up.
lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh no, welcome back. Your silence will not protect you. My silence will not protect you, nor I. So when we see something, we say something. Don't make a big deal. Don't make it a carnival. No lights, no buzzers, no motor car. Oh no, that's Gilligan's Island. But, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. Just the right people need to see it so they can handle it. And that's kind of what went on. So let's talk a little bit more about this girl named Nikki. Let me clear my throat. Now, this girl named Nikki, who's not at all qualified to run for the presidency of the United States, had the audacity to get up there and talk down to President Donald J. Trump. She said, oh, yeah, he won. I'll give him that. You didn't give him shit. Oh, I'm mad. And I got a bit of a mouth. And it's going to be okay. Don't act like you don't have one. So this girl named Nikki, not qualified to be president, that's not her name. She does not protect children. Now, remember, Donald Trump, I was watching his rally the other night, and remember, he was telling you, and one of the rallies, I watched them all, but there's time warps going on in my brain, you know, and on assignment. So, but he was telling us, you know, that that he replaced her. He got her into the ambassadorship so that the person who was the assistant governor or lieutenant governor, or not the governor, but the next in line for the governor, was going to be, you know, available for the office. Now, why would that be important? Donald J. Trump is the only president in my lifetime in any recorded history that has made it his focus to go after child sex traffickers. There's a lot of it. They're selling kids and diddling them left and right. And that's some wickedness we got to reveal, as it may be. So Nikki was governor, and she was helping out with, you know, child protective services, but she wasn't helping the children. Trafficking was going on through child protective services under her watch, and she did nothing. Basically, under her watch, she did nothing. And now everybody that's backing her is a Democrat war hawk or a Republican war hawk. She wants to keep us in a war. She wants to continue this fighting thing that Biden's got. They are on the same team. Do not be deceived. They wear each other's clothes. I'm not talking about skirts and pants, although that she has no path to victory. She has no legal path to the White House. Neither does Kamala Harris, and yet they're pretending she's sitting there. Neither does Rubio. Neither does Cruz. Neither does anybody else who's not a natural-born citizen. That means both of your parents were born here. That 14-year thing was way, way back during when they first got the what you call it. Ain't wasn't nobody many born there. I don't know what word that just came out of my mouth, but there wasn't none many that were being born there yet that were old enough for office. They were still in diapers. And so they're not, they're from Canada. Canadian citizens, her parents, moved here, and she's an anchor baby. Just as sure as somebody came across the southern border, had a kid, and then they ran for office. Not going to happen. Not supposed to happen. And yet we have a whole bunch of unqualified people sitting in offices that they're not legally qualified for. Now, I could go on about the rumors that I don't know whether they're true, so I won't go on about them because, again, there's a boundary of dignity in person and spirit. There's rumors, but I don't have to bring those up. She's just a flat-out liar. She's a liar. She lied. She did not keep her word. She didn't do what she said. She said, I'm going to do this, and then she did that. She said, oh, no, President Trump, he's the greatest president in the whole wide world. Now she's running for him. I'll never run. Now she's running against him. She doesn't keep her word. Why would anybody elect her to office if she doesn't keep her word? Why would anybody elect her to the presidency if she's not going to protect children? Why would anybody elect her to anything? And she does not even qualify. She doesn't meet the bare minimum requirements to apply. She shouldn't even be on the ballot. And here she is, thinks she's going to make our walk painful by staying in as long as possible to bring, you know, to bring all of us down in the mud and make it painful. That's wicked. That's how wicked works. And she's willing to take the money to do the wicked job. That's what we were just reading about in that. Is that a railing accusation? No, I'm stating facts. And in the other case, Uncovering the Wicked, all I could do was let people watch behavior. They could see the facts, an objective observation. And I wouldn't take it as lightly as you did. So Nikki's done. She never should have been there in the first place. Boom. That's it. Now, about the guy who can't find the stairs. I don't know which edition of Biden they're on now, but I think this is like number 4 and number 5. And I think I have an answer to President Trump's query. Not even a query. He's making a statement. He's making an objective observation that the dude, about the dude who can't, right? Who can't find the stairs. Well, I don't think that he has stairs there. I don't even think sometimes he's even there. I think they're using holograms and CGI a lot. A lot, a lot. And I think they're using more than one actor. That's not Joe Biden. Obama had him killed in 2013. That's not a railing accusation. That'll come out. So about the guy who can't find the stairs, you're going to have to keep faith that God's in control and that the patriots are as well. So let's talk about Davos and Soros. Davos and Soros, they just go together like peas and carrots, don't they? Davos and Soros et al. Everybody involved in that. And I just happened to see a little blip of this. I haven't even watched the news. I haven't kept up. Well, I've kept up, but not didn't dive. So today I turned the news on. And I'm watching this. I can't remember the station. I think it might have been One America News, where this lady from Davos was talking about Soros Jr.'s plans and all of that and the things that they were going to try to do to ensure that President Donald Trump wouldn't be president of the United States. So they're already planning their election interference. They're already planning espionage. That's what it is. And those American citizens that are helping them, that's treason. Just thought I'd say that's a Gallo offense. Yeah. I think we're going to see these gallows come back in fashion. I've seen some wickedness. Now, I want to be ginger. I want to be very gentle as I bring this next topic up. A little gentle. Not very gentle. Be a little gentle. Because I'm wondering if their ambulation lessons are necessary for the seeming foot dragon, not really speaking Speaker of the House. No more continuing resolutions, Mr. Speaker. The American people have said that. You can quote Daniel. Can you stop the continuing resolution? You can get 9 people to pray on the floor with you. Can you stop that continuing resolution? They're wasting our money, and it's your job to speak up for the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives represents not you, we the people. So I'm not sure if you're foot dragging. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up. I'm asking the question, what is this about the continuing resolution? We need to consider these things. There's a lot going on all over, all at once, a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. It's not easy to keep track of them. That's why we have to all work together on it. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm deeply concerned about Speaker Johnson and some of the things that look like might be occurring. I'm just saying, call your representatives, call those folks that talk to him, put the heat on in the right way. Put the heat on in the right way. He's up against, now I'm going to say this about that as well. He's up against some heat. Speaker Johnson is up against some heat. He is in the middle of a swamp. Everybody there has got an angle, just like being in the ghetto. Everybody's got something they're doing. Everybody's got their con. Everybody's got their thing. Same way in Washington now, since Bush Sr. made sure everybody got corrupt. We've talked about that before. And the swamp creatures, as big and bad as they think they are, because they can surround the Speaker of the House and seemingly put pressure in this and that and the other thing, the swamp creatures are deathly afraid. They're scared. They are scared. They are scared that 187MDK of the lake in Arizona, Carrie Lake, has got them shaken. And I want to tell you, we need to pray for Carrie and her family. I'm sure she's well protected, but we still need to pray for Carrie and her family. It's got to be stressful, right? The audio, I didn't download the audio. I know everybody and their brother's playing it. I'm glad she captured the audio of them trying to bribe her and to get her out of the election. If there wasn't any other piece of information or evidence or data for consideration on how dangerous to corruption Donald J. Trump is, then there you have it. They want Carrie out for a couple of years so that, pardon me, they wanted Miss Lake out for a couple of years. Miss Lake. Thank you, Father. The guardians are laughing at me. I'm not getting it right. So, you know, Carrie Lake, they're scared of her. And the reason they're afraid of her is because she is not afraid of them. Do you see how that works? How did I get wickedness to show their ass? Kept showing up for a beating. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. But Carrie gets them to show them because she's got a voice. The people respect her. Dare I say, they're falling in love with her too. Why not? There's a lot there to love. Mama Bear sticking up for the kids, going for it, going the distance, going the rounds, toe-to-toe, telling the truth, not giving the lying media an inch. Are we learning? Can we do that? Can we learn from these who are setting a very public example for us how to fight back? I think so. And you know, I think it might be coming out too, and I don't want to get too far ahead of the story, but there's been at least one attempt on her, or at least an arrangement was going to be made. That's how dangerous Carrie Lake is to the corruption. She's as dangerous to the corruption as Donald J. Trump. Why? Because we like her. And we like Trump. We love them both. We, the people, love those two. And we love others too. But they're in the spotlight. We're giving them love. They're being fierce. We're like, thank you for fighting for us. That is a threat to the swamp. And they are 187 murder, death, kill afraid of Carrie Lake in Arizona. They certainly are. Why? Because she is not afraid of them. Now, whether it's wise or not to not be, I'm just teasing, you know, but she's not. And there comes a point, especially in parenting and especially in motherhood, doesn't matter. Not my kid. They messed with the wrong generation of moms. God made it work out just right so those of us with the most piss and vinegar can get up in their face and show them we're not scared. And the Stefanik, now I want to tell you, I was in a chat room. I didn't say nothing. That's, you know, quiet, just watching, giving. At least Stefanik, hell. And I'm seeing that more and more in the Patriot chat rooms. Now, it could be trolls. But where they're trashing the good guys. At least Stefanik is a good guy. How good is Lee Stefanik? The Stefanik lady handed Harvard their collective ass. And you can thank her for that later. Nobody's really giving her the kudos. I don't think it's really sunk in what it is that she accomplished. She handed Harvard their ass. And it's a matter of record. And now we know how stupid the professors are at Harvard. That woman was not the IQ level that I expected her to be. She may have been full of, I think I got all the answers, but she didn't have any. We just tore her up. You go, girl. It was fun to watch. And so when I see in the chat rooms, other people say, oh, she's this, she's that. Look at her. Look at that. It's like, oh, please, grow up. You sound like, what was his name? Whoever it was that was talking ugly about Sandman. You don't know anything about the situation. Here you are showing up acting like an idiot. Some fierce love for you guys. I love you. And I'm telling you how it is. And I'm doing it fiercely. I've got some anger on the edge. Because I'm getting done. Blowed up good. So Democrat candidates, just in case anybody didn't know, Democrat candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson, they do exist. They do exist. They talk about them as much as they did Ron Paul, or even less. But there's other candidates besides Joe Biden. Well, besides the one who's pretending to be Joe Biden. And the media's not telling you. They're not getting any airtime. They're not being considered as serious candidates. They're given the cold shoulder. And I guess if the media doesn't want to talk to them, then you, the people, don't get to know they're running? Really? And then all the little tricks and triggers that they go on behind the scenes to make sure that those who they don't like don't get to run, but those who are not qualified for office somehow get magically voted in. Isn't that something? Isn't that weird? That's weird. I think it's weird. So, yes, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson do exist. They're still running. Now, the state of their campaigns and level and all that, I don't know nothing about it, but I think it's pretty interesting to note that they're being ignored. Pay attention to that. So the other thing I want to point out, and I think I already said this, is I just want to bring this to a final thing. The whole summary of this first political highlights, and it's taken a whole hour to get through, and I don't regret it for a minute. The illegal regimes continuing to surrender our nation and our assets to everyone but we the people. Whatever is running that regime, they're handing our nation over to people. Remember they handed the flag to Zelensky. And in that so doing, on the floor when they did that, they were symbolically handing our nation over to Ukraine. Did you know that? Did you know that? That they wanted to hand our nation over to Ukraine. Those who worship Moloch, you know, that little sigil that Mr. Zelensky wears. That's a sigil for Moloch worship. Thought I'd let you know. So that's what they do, and they know it, and they're Nazis. And Joe Biden's just handing our nation over to everybody. Does that yet meet the criteria for intervention? Are we there yet? I'm asking. When we come back from the break, we'll go to it here in a minute. We're going to talk about some of the world stage highlights, the shaking going on, and some of the other areas of concern. Been out for a while, got some things to talk about. There was some of these headlines haven't changed. Just same headlines they were before I had to go dark, for lack of a better thing. There was, let me put it this way, silence was required. Silence was required. And period of time because of what was about to be revealed and what had been revealed. So there was quiet for a period of time. It was necessary. But the rumors of my ascension have been greatly exaggerated. I'll be with you guys for at least another day or two. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. So there you have that. We're going to go ahead and go into the break. We are going to be talking about the Holy War. We're going to talk about it big time on Friday. But I do want to give a nod out to Lady Nogrady and her song of Modern Day Holy War. That is what we're in the middle of. We're not fighting against people anymore. We're fighting against the wickedness that is driving them. And it's not easy. We cannot fight on their terms. I couldn't go, you know, it's not like I could go up and make a railing accusation into evil's face because it has every excuse plus one under the sun, and it knows how to use them. And wickedness, when it's arguing, it doesn't care. It just wants to trap you so it can point a finger and walk away. So when you're dealing with wickedness, you have to be a little craftier. And wickedness, it's not too bright. It's not too bright. It thinks it's smart. Just like it's sociopathic, really. It thinks it's smart, and it dares you to figure it out. And if it can trap you in the middle of it in the meantime, well, then that's just a bonus for the wickedness. But that didn't happen. And we'll just see how it plays out. I'm glad that that particular battle is over. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I love you guys. And as far as revealing wickedness goes, I'm good at it. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We'll be back on the other side. Lady Nogrady. We seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, no, your silence will not protect you. Silence will not protect me. My silence. You get it. We got to talk. We got to talk to each other. I want to welcome the chat room. We got to talk to each other and tell each other what's going on. I am not good in the political arena. I don't like politics. I don't like what goes on in Washington. I don't like lies. I don't like backstabbing. I don't like cheats. I don't like any of those things. I don't like power plays. I don't like outdoing one another. It's a one-way ticket to wickedness and resentment and elephants in the room. And this is the time now where we're being called to be more. Fill in that blank. More, are you lacking love? Be more loving. Have you had a problem with patience? Yeah, well, you know how we learn it. Over time. What is it you're lacking? What is it that you know you lack? Ask the Father for reinforcement and then become willing to do those things, to learn a different type of way of doing things so that you're not becoming a habitual doing wronger out of habit, right? It doesn't make you a sinner and wicked and evil. We covered that on one of the programs. It's the things are different. There's levels and there's degrees. And, of course, we know as Christians there's one sin that is absolutely unpardonable. We'll talk about that on Friday night. We do have a caller on the line, and I'll get to you here in just a minute. Area code 424, I see you with your hand raised. And so we'll be bringing you on to discuss some of this stuff in just a minute. I do want to open up the topic of the World Stage Highlights. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead. And have you been, I don't know if you've been with us through the whole program, but let me go ahead and bring this World Stage Highlights up first here. Now, we're going to know the Father says go ahead and take the call. So I'm going to go ahead and take the call, area code 424. I'm going to go ahead and bring your microphone live, and I'm going to ask you for your first name and where you're calling from. Area code 424. Okay, I want to thank you for joining the program, and seems to be away from the speaker or the microphone for a minute, so I went ahead and muted it again. So area code 424, if you do want to speak to the host, I'm going to ask you to hit the number 1 and then hit the number 1 again on your little button there so that I know you've changed your mind or not. If you don't want to talk, there you go. Take your hand. There you go. Now I know. You're listening. See how we do that? Don't even. It's good. All right. So area code 424, I'm going to bring your microphone live. Once again, ask you for your first name, where you're calling from. And I can't hear you, honey. Is there a volume issue? Yeah. Okay. You're going to need to work on your volume because we don't have a volume for you, area code 424. I couldn't hear and my volume's up pretty good on that. So we'll go ahead and move forward and see if you can get some volume stuff going on, and you can give it a little flashy thingy on the one when you think you got it all set straight. From here on, we're going to go ahead and move forward to item number 2, the world stage highlights. Let's take a look at it. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. More is going to come. And I've been talking to the Father, and he's been showing me, you know, we need to be careful, you know, domes and dams just kept coming up during my time with the Father and speaking and praying and showing me. So, you know, we're going to need to be looking at that. I'm not sure everything that's going to be going on with that, but domes and dams, we need to be careful. There's going to be some shaking. Why? Because wickedness is still at work. And when those things happen, does it not bring us closer to God too, right? It's a little bit scary. We get unnerved. Things go on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But it brings us a little closer to God, and God wants us really close to him right now. The Father wants us very close and talking to him on a regular basis, even if you think he can't hear you. Because that's going to keep all the chatter in your head down. It's going to keep all of the yucky stuff at bay and all those things that are things, and I see the correctionary code 424. So there's going to be a whole lot more to come in different areas and different things, and I'm not sure exactly what all. Not everything's given to me, and the Father just says more about that. Say this is going to be going on. It's like, okay, now I do. Well, that's just a little warning, because you know we know that God's going to shake the dome. We just know it. The son of the first fruit is going to shake the dome. So the world stage highlights after that, disease X. Everything is X now. Isn't that amazing? Now they have a disease X. They want to vaccinate you against X. They want to vaccinate you against the VMAT2 gene operation ability. And for those of you who haven't listened to the program before, we've talked about vaccines. We've talked about injections and those things of that nature. You know, the whole goal that they have is to somehow cripple the ability of our VMAT2 gene to be enacted and become hyperstimulated, which is what happens when we talk to God. So they want to cripple the VMAT2 gene, so the area of our brain that is stimulated when we're in prayer, when we're reading scriptures, or when we're doing that, they explain it as a zealousy. Gene. They want to hamper zealous. No, they want Christians to not hear God. They want to turn off our ability, because our body is an antenna. That's how our neurology. That's how we hear God. And they want to make it so that we can't. And that's what they've been doing. They keep us low level, subclinically sick, for a very long time. So none of the diseases that we're getting, they're all. Broad brush intended and accurate. All of the vaccines make us sick. I want to talk about that. Not everybody may think that. Not everybody may agree with that. But the technology that they use to make the vaccines is the same CRISPR technology, the CRISPR technology, CRISPR-9. You can see CRISPR. I've been talking about it since forever. But you can go ahead and do a look on that, and what you'll find is basically what the vaccinators are doing is they are hijacking, they're mimicking the best way that they know how, the body's processes. Oh, yeah, the body does exactly what the vaccine does all by itself without being told how. We don't need to do a vaccine to fight the disease. Now, there may be some that's questionable. I understand that. There's always going to be an argument, yada, yada. We're not going to worry about that. Overall, it's poison that we've been talked into putting into our bodies. Not all shots are poison. Some are required and all that. And this is going to bring us directly to none other than Operation Warp Speed. And I want to handle this. I want to take this on. I've taken it on before in the past, and I may go ahead and just do a rebroadcast of that particular episode. There seems to be a lot of scuttlebutt and a lot of thinking and a lot of this about that Donald Trump is responsible for pushing the vaccines, when in fact that's not true at all. There were other treatments, some of them injectable, other than the poison that they were giving us with the graphene oxide and the parasites and the human genome and all of the stuff that they put in those vaccines and scared people into death, into taking it literally. They're dead now. It scared them into taking something that would kill them. That's wicked. Nobody wants to believe what's going on. President Trump told us that, you know, UV light in the body could work as a disinfectant, and everybody laughed at him. And he's 100% correct. He's smarter than you. He's smarter than them. He knows the technology. He's been trying to push all of this other technology out for us to use. The right to try? They didn't want that implemented. They want us sick, dead, and dying. They don't want us happy and cured and healthy and reproductive. Kill us off and bring everybody else in and take over our land through attrition. Diabolical patient, diabolical patient, diabolical. And it happens so slow over a period of time we don't even notice. And since we all have the right to bear arms, we can protect ourselves in the event that we need to. But that also says that all the bad guys that are coming across the border who has bad intent, they get to have weapons too. See what happened? And then when they trigger the events from the people that they have hiding to do these things, they're out of ammo, basically. I mean, they're out of ammo. So they have to hire guns to come across to do. Yeah, they're out of. It's like they don't have false flags. They don't have enough anymore. They don't have the resources to pull off their capers of distraction. So they have to bring other people in? They have to do it another way? Or are they amassing with a plan? Pay attention. Questions for a reason. Sometimes I know the answer. Sometimes I do not. So we have that. So Disease X, what are they doing? Well, they're trying to fake us out again. I got there. Fake them once, gallows for you. Some of them have gotten hung. Fake them twice, don't even freaking try it. Don't even try it. Don't even. Don't. We're not going to play. Playing. I said that at the beginning of the program. I'm done. Playing. I'm done being kind and nice and soft and fluffy to these evil bastards. I'm tired of giving them the benefit of the doubt so they can hurt somebody else. I'm tired of being overly fair to them at the suffering of victims. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing it. And I know a lot of other American patriots are too. You don't even have to call yourself a patriot to be done with that. We need Trump back in office. We need Donald J. Trump to take his rightful place in the presidency of the United States to the office to which he was duly elected in 2016 and 2020. And again, he will be elected in 2024 if it is required that we go the distance. I'm still praying for an early intervention. I'm still praying that the Supreme Court will all of a sudden produce this massive amount of intelligence amongst itself instead of relying on the smartest man on the bench, which is Clarence Thomas. Because whatever he's going to do, they're going to do the opposite. They're saying the federal government has authority over the state of Texas, and that the federal government can force a state. There is no power. They have no authority. To force a state to open its border and let bad guys in. I want you to picture it. Someone's going to hold me at gunpoint and make me open my front door so a bunch of bad actors can come in and do bad things to me, whether I like it or not. And that's what they're doing to our nation. They're trying to hamstring every good act of protection for the we the people. If this wasn't treason, I don't know what is. If this isn't subversion, I don't know what is. If this isn't an outright atrocious behavior against we the people of the United States, I don't know what is. You can't get any uglier than demanding a state open its borders and let people break the law. We're off trail, people. We are off the mark. And if we don't get back on the mark, we're going to have a lot more trouble. You know, President Trump the other day, and I'm going to quote him a lot because he's smart. He's smart. And the reason why we don't, that a lot of people don't get it is because he's smarter than you. He's smarter than you. I want you to understand that. He's not a stupid man. Folks are still complaining because the state of Israel continues to defend itself. Weird, huh? They got Hamas and Hezbollah firing down on them, and because they ran out of ammunition and they go back, they have to go to the rear support and get more, that everybody wants Israel to cease fire. No, this will be the last ceasefire. We promise until the next one. No, God says to destroy wickedness. God says don't party with it. Don't hang out with it. Don't give it a clear path into your house so it can destroy you. Israel has a right and an obligation to defend itself. It's not about whether it has a right. It has an obligation to defend the people of its nation. And there isn't another nation in this world that has any authority to tell Israel that it can or cannot defend itself. I dare you to walk into my house and tell me that I can't defend myself. How insane are we going to become? How insane are we going to let the mainstream media make us? How long are we going to sit on the sidelines and let them get away with it? Because maybe I and maybe you and maybe other people that are listening to this broadcast get it, but there are so many people out there that don't, and they're being lied to over and over and over again, and they're still stuck on Orange Man Bad, and they don't even know that he restored the Republic yet. Yeah. That happened. The Republic is restored. It's not unknown. It's just not widely published. Because the mainstream media wants you angry at Donald J. Trump. They want you to think he's a tyrant. He's going to take all your goodies, which is what they're doing. No, he said what he's going to do on day one, the inauguration. He's going to give the nation back to we the people. And he did that. We don't even know it yet. They're not coming after him. They're trying to get him out of the way. Because as long as he's standing there and making noise and they have to fight him, they can't make their evil plans further. But we can't make our good plans either. So we're locked in court. That doesn't mean nothing's happened. We know stuff's happened. But they want to lock him in court, make him ineffective. I don't think that we're at risk for that. So Nikki Haley needs to go home. She's not even qualified. She does not meet the bare minimum requirements to be on the ballot. So we just won South Carolina, too. President, you can thank me later. Sorry, I don't mean to smart off. All due respect, sir. But we just won South Carolina. So there you have that. Ukraine, what a waste. It has become a waste. The Moloch worshippers have made it a waste. The Nazis have made it a waste, and that's what they are. They're Nazis and Moloch worshippers. Same sigil. Same sigil. So that's what we've got for that so far. Now, before we go to break, I do want to go back on this Operation Warp Speed. Now, the deep state had a plan, and we know that's true because Fauci was talking about it before, or just as President Trump took office, that there was going to be, you know, oh yeah, there'll be an outbreak. And they were talking about how they couldn't test the drugs unless they were able to force it on a large range. I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff. They talked about out in the open, and we tried to tell the American people, but, you know, they were too distracted and too hypnotized and mass hysteria and hypnosis to notice. But now they're waking up. And now we get to tell the story some more because they're going to try to disease X us. And, you know, don't even freaking try it. So Operation Warp Speed is a military operation. Operation Warp Speed, I'm going to say one more time, was a military exercise. Operation Warp Speed was announced during a press conference. It was announced to the people before it was announced. How to respect people who disrespect you. I think President Trump has shown us. You just do it and then you handle it. So we're getting this announcement of Operation Warp Speed, and it's being said very not no tensions being drawn to it. And then President said, well, you could have told us. So what was the purpose of Operation Warp Speed? Moved so fast that the deep state didn't have a chance to adjust. They couldn't get their evil plans that they had put in place for a very long time. They couldn't get them implemented the way they wanted to implement. Everything was pushed forward. A lot more options were given, and they weren't prepared for the truth that Donald Trump was telling to the American people. They didn't think he was smart. They didn't think he was smart enough. They didn't think that he would figure out that it came from China and the Wuhan law, but they didn't think that we, the people, would be smart enough to understand that China was not the Wuhan lab. China was in Ukraine, where they did the bio labs and child trafficking and human testing. They've been testing vaccines on humans for a long time. The homeless in San Francisco, where'd they go? They got swept up pretty quickly. The homeless in El Paso, where'd they go? They got swept up rather quickly. Now, I don't know how many exist, and I don't know how many have been brought into light, and I don't know how many have been destroyed, understanding that there are several bio labs within our nation that to this day are performing human experiments. And basically they're rounding up the homeless, people that don't matter and won't be missed. And they're infecting them with these god-awful diseases and watching to see how fast they die. You know, that stuff's supposed to only happen in the movies that's written by Stephen King. But it's happening on American soil. And we don't notice because we don't notice. And we don't think about it because who in the hell's going to think like that? It's very difficult when good people have to come to terms with wickedness.
And for the most part, I hope most good come face to face with it. But we are watching it play out. We're also watching the Patriots reveal it, bust it, and destroy it. There are things that are happening behind the scenes that we cannot see. There are things that are happening in the heavenly realm, the things that are unseen. We need to continue to be patient and watch these things play out. And the reason I use the words, watch these things play out, is because it's still a chess match. And the most important outcome of this whole chess match is the least loss of life possible. And so why do we move in the dark? So you don't have to see it. So you can sleep through the ugliness. Because there are those bigger, badder, and braver, and bolder than me, and bigger, badder, and braver, and bolder than you, that are watching out for us all the time, overnight, to keep the ugliness away, because they know it's there. And then we get to sleep. So tonight, when you're talking to God, when you're giving it to him, you're giving him your cares and all of the stuff, say a prayer for those warriors that are watching out for us all the time, whether we see them or whether we don't. And give a great big shout out to our Space Force Rangers that watch over us in the skies. Guardians of the skies. I am your host, Leander Grace. We are Holistic Truth here on Blog Talk Radio, part of a Natsarim network, bringing it to you live from the high mountain desert. Let's talk. Let's see. What do I got here? Something that's good. Something that I want to build it up. You know, we've been kind of for a little bit. We need to do something a little bit different. You know what? No, we're just going to shoot. We're just going to say it the way it is. We're going to give a shout out to General Flynn, give a little tribute and a little bit of a R&B thing, and all of those folks who sit behind the keyboard and do the work, soldiers, digital soldiers, and a General Flynn tribute. I am your host, Leander Grace. We'll be back in about two.
My fellow Americans, patriots of the world, it is time we rise as one, to collectively shine our light on the darkness that we live amongst. It is time to claim our victory and restore this world as it was meant to be. We truly can achieve heaven on earth if we simply believe. Are we not the ones we've been waiting for? Is this not our destiny? Our call out to you, find it in your soul to shine your light brighter than you have ever known. I call out to you, make it clear. We are the protectors of our home.
We have an army of digital soldiers. We have an army of digital soldiers.
Digital soldier on the scene, dropping memes. Y'all know what to do. Collective, not few. You and nine, they cue. The whole world thanks you. That they do, that they do. Ha. Yeah. Not about I, not about one guy, not about man's time. No. It's about what's in our minds. There's a fine line, the truth and lies, while holding the front line. Go!
We have an army of digital soldiers. Digital soldiers.
We are the army of digital soldiers.
Digital soldiers.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt
And when I say corrupt, I'm talking about totally corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do. No lie that they won't tell. The political establishment.
Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, your silence will not protect you. Nothing. It's time to talk about stuff. It's time to talk about aloud. That's just what time it is. It's that time. We know what time it is. Sure is. Is everybody ready? We know what time it is. So let's talk about some areas of concern, because it's time to talk about that. Now, a couple of things that I've been praying about, talking to God about, seeing on the headlines and stuff like that, and trying to mull over in my head between different assignments and stuff. I'm laughing now. Is New York. I watched the governor of New York. And they're about to corporately agree best way to ensure and enshrine their right to kill unborn babies. Yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to make sure they have a law on the books so that if they want to kill an unborn baby, nobody can stop them. How's that when you say it like that? They call it abortion. It's a very clinical name, very nice, very surgical, very cut and dried, very clean. No, it's not. They're tearing an unborn infant apart inside the mother's womb and selling the body parts. That's what's going on. And they want law on the books to make sure that they can keep making money off of dead babies. Oh, it's not dead yet? We'll kill it for you. We got that covered. They'll do it. How sick are we going to get? Because I'm going to tell you, if New York decides to corporately agree and codify it by law, they run the same risk, the same fate of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was not destroyed because of homosexual behavior. It's not even mentioned. We read into it, because that's where our mind goes. That's what we've been taught to see. But in the book of Joshua, a completely different picture unfolds. And what we see is they had codified into law cruelty, corruption, and deviancy. How far are we from that? New York, you want that? California, do you want that? Is there any state in our union that wants to codify a law that says we're the baby-killing state of the nation? If you want to kill an unborn child, you can come over here. You can clinicalize it. You can say it however you want. You're killing unborn children. God doesn't like it. People are saying, oh, we think Jesus would understand. No, Jesus does not understand wickedness. Jesus does not excuse wickedness. Not one time in the scriptures did Jesus ever excuse wickedness. He called it out. He made it reveal itself, and then he called it out and he pointed to it so everybody could see it with its butt showing. That's what he did. He didn't have to accuse. They made it obvious. And then when it was obvious, he just labeled what he saw. There you have it. So if they decide that they're going to invent the right to murder the unborn children, they're setting themselves up for some wrath. That's where we're at. There's a continued subversion of the constitutional law of the land. Basically, it renders us a lawless nation. Doesn't it? They're not following any of the laws. What does Isaiah say? Oh, lawless nation, people laden with iniquity. Are we there yet? Are we willing to see it? Are we willing to correct it? Because I know my job's to call it out. Another area of concern is the safety for President Trump and all the patriots, as mentioned before, with the influencer voices. They're now becoming targets. So keep your head on a swivel. Don't be paranoid, but be aware of your surroundings and all of that. And, you know, it never hurts to travel with a buddy and to cross hand, you know, hold hands when you're crossing the street. It's always a good idea to bring a friend. And, of course, I wouldn't mind taking a nap every afternoon. I already do that. So there you have that. We also, my area of concern is the J6 hostages. Understand they're hostages. And I do believe everything that goes along with that title. So some of the ginger moves that need to be made is because we have to keep the hostages in mind. Yeah. There's a lot of things that the deep state actors could do. And so the patriots have their hands full making sure that the worst case scenarios do not come about. And people ask me, say, Leanna Grace, are you scared? No, I'm comfy. I'm comfy AF because I know the patriots are in control. Now, during this last little battle, I wasn't comfortable. I was in the middle of some stuff, but I wasn't afraid of what's going on the world stage. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of it because the scriptures tell us not to be. I'm not afraid of that because we're being reassured on a regular basis that the patriots are in control. And I'm not afraid of that because I can see in my mind's eye that we're going to be okay. And I'm not putting the picture in the mind's eye. God does that. Between now and okay, what happens? Well, you know, these things must come about. Woe to them that make it come about. But I can see the okay, and I can see the promises in the back of the book. I can see the ending, which is a good thing. But we still have this stuff, still have some things. We still have items to put in order. Of course, the other area of concern is that we have two borders. And there's a lot of talk and distraction about the southern border, and there needs to be some talk and attention given to the southern border. But I'm just again going to point our attention to the northern border and make sure that we know what's going on there. Because there was that false flag here a little while back when they blew something up. They said, oh, it was just this, that. No, it wasn't just a this and that. So we need to keep our heads on a swivel and understand times are tense. We have a hero about to come back. I really do believe it. I think it's going to happen before. I'm not, you know, we'll see. But wicked's mad. Evil's upset. Evil's going down. Evil's pissed. And when it's pissed, it makes a lot of noise, and it tries to bring as many with them as possible as it goes down to the pits of hell. And I'm getting just a little bit of too much joy out of saying it that way. But God's saying that's okay. That's what it's there for. So, you know, I'll be really glad to get rid of the wickedness, get on the other side of it. It's going to be good. How good? Real good. Only the Father knows when those things will occur. And if we know, then the adversary knows. And then what are we going to do? So this is the time when what is the term? Operational patience. Operational patience, holding the line, doing those things that we know need to be done, and being aware and ready for whatever might come next. Now, there's a lot of hullabaloo about the lights going out, and that could happen. I'm going to tell you, once the deep state realizes they lost, and once the deep state realizes that their little proper upper doesn't have a way to the White House, Nikki has no legal path to the White House. So there's that girl named Nikki, and she's done. Now I want to talk about another little girl, not a little psycho woman. Yeah, you know, I love President Trump. I do not make bones about it. I think he is the best thing since, well, he's the best president of my life, and so much more. He's doing this all for free. He's getting nothing from this, people. The mainstream media keeps trying to say, oh, he's making a no, he's not making money. He's still working, and he's still not getting paid. He's getting nothing from this. He's earning no money for fighting for us. He's earning less than a private, and he's doing the work of a five-star general. Do we get this picture? This man is sacrificing his life for us. The metaphor is not accidental. He has taken his time. He has spent his money, his family's time, his family's precious time that we'll never get back. And he's given it to us, the American people, under much hardship, much duress, and a lot of accusations and theater. Because he can't be bought. He's doing the job for free. Why? Because it's got to get done. And he is the chosen one to stand in the gap and repair so great a breach, the waterways, and to build up the roads, and to build up the highways, and all of the stuff that we need building up. That's him. That's him. Is it not obvious? Have we not made it obvious enough by now? President Trump is the restorer of the breach, the repairer of the breach. And I'll fight for him because he's doing the job we need done. He's doing it for the people. The people shouldn't abandon him. People shouldn't leave him for naught. The people should get behind him and encourage and assure. Not because he's weak, but because he's human. And he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. And through an arrangement of agreement, I'm going to use the word, he's stealing the time, not really stealing, because his family is allowing him to remove himself from that unit and devote it to us. Do we get this yet? His whole presidency is an extreme act of love. Every single bit of this man's presidency has been an act of love for we the people, the whole nation. Do we see it? How do you reward that great of an act of love? How do you repay that much dedication? How can we ever recompense him for what he's already given us? Not to mention what he's going to do. Nothing can stop what's coming. And wickedness knows it. Wickedness thought it was buried. It's not. I have a nose for wicked. It has a smell. And I don't have to be in the room to smell it. So there are times when I'll turn the lights out and I will log off. Because I feel it. I don't spend a lot of time in chat rooms because I feel it. We're at a time of excitement. It's a lull point in the time of excitement. The lull point is brief. You know, we can't go on at this rate forever. I don't know that we can wait till November. Yeah, I can't make anybody move faster one way or the other. That's not my job. But wouldn't it be wonderful if the truth of Biden came out and we understood that Nikki's not qualified to even be on the ballot, let alone run for office and run the office. We're going to win. God wins. God wins. But before the last piece is moved, before the last move is made, we've got work to do. And I want to encourage patriots to rejoice that we may have another small or large, but a little bit of a window for that last bit of an inventory. Get the yucky out. Get the forgiveness going. Get the praise music going. Lift our frequency to the point that wickedness cannot stand to be around it. And when somebody comes up and acts wicked, you may want to cry, but understand that wickedness is scared, and it's going to come and attack you to make you scared. So it doesn't be scared anymore. And if you laugh at it, it doesn't get the power. Wickedness is a woogie, woogie, boogie, boogie. And it is. I mean, it's got some degree of power to exercise for those who don't know Christ. But other than that, it's oogie boogie. It's fears. Now, they can seem very real. But for those of you who don't know this, I'm going to give you a little trick. If you know yourself, you'll know when wayward thoughts come. If you know the way you usually think and your thoughts start changing into something that's different, and that happens. Psychotronic weapons are being used. All kinds of things. The adversary is pulling out all the stops. They think they got this. They don't know the power of God. They totally underestimate our Savior. They underestimate the Father that we serve. Wickedness always does. It gets quite full of itself and believes its own lives. It has to, or it can't exist. If wickedness ever sees itself for what it is, it breaks, or it explodes, one of the two. It breaks or explodes. If there's any humanity left, it breaks. If there's not, it's just going to explode and attack something. Beware those who are good at hiding. Beware of those who are good at hiding. One of the ones that I wanted to go ahead and bring up, this little trial thing that they got him now. They got this crazy woman who obviously is nuts to the nth degree. Come on, people, call it like it is. We don't have to be polite. Why are we being polite and tiptoeing around the fact that she's five shy of a six-pack? She's barely hanging on to the fact of what day of the week it is, aren't we all sometimes? I don't know how much money she's being paid to make up vicious lies, but I find the timing of it quite entertaining. Now I'm going to ask you this question seriously. Do you think a man or a person, any individual, would walk away from a billionaire lifestyle, put everything on the line, not take a paycheck, risk the health, the safety, and all of that of his family, because that's what's being required of the deep state? That he's not trying to put him at risk, but the deep state's saying you risk it. Do you really think the man with that level of character is going to hurt a woman? Think about it. Really. after all he's done for us, not that we owe him any verdict in return for what he's done. But seriously, after everything that he's done and everything that he's accomplished and everything that he's revealed, do you really think that he would be, after all that we know, regardless of the fact that she's a loony bug, ugly, she's not even attractive. She opens her mouth and everything on her face looks distorted. That's wickedness. That's wickedness on a person's face. Okay? That's what wickedness looks like on a person's face. The camera doesn't hide it. They start to speak and their face appears distorted. And I'm not talking about psychedelic distortion. I'm just talking about you get the sense of the distortion. Think about that. So this wicked creature is accusing Donald J. Trump of doing wicked things, and there isn't anything that I've seen in the long history that I've done the research in that would give me any indication that he would even think about it, let alone follow through with it. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's butt ugly. It has everything to do with the fact that that's not who Donald Trump is. Has nothing to do with the woman who's making the accusations. She could be golden goose gorgeous. Still don't believe he'd do it. Mm-mm. He's going after child sex traffickers. He's going after those who sell women. And he's got a whole team doing it for him, helping him, carrying it out. He's in the limelight. Always has, but because he was giving other people money, he didn't say anything. Then he ran for office, and they knew their little corruption party was about to come to a close. Come on, guys, it's typical soap opera digest. It just is. They live in a soap opera, they create the soap operas, and then we have to run through it and prove all of the stuff just so that we can get productive. No different than the wickedness that I was working with, or working against, or they had thought they had me in their sights when it was the other way around. We need to understand that we are in a modern day holy war. We play nice, they don't. We play fair. They don't give a damn about rules. They'll kill you if they have enough on the line. That's the level of wicked that we're dealing with, inclusive of those of late. Very capable. Capable. Be careful. It's going to be about a 48-hour period, and I don't know what it looks like. I mean, I don't know when the 48 hours begins or when it ends, but I know that there's a 48-hour period of insanity, and that's what the Father says. Just call it insanity. There's going to be like a 48-hour period of complete insanity, upheaval and chaos, where we're not going to know what's what. We, the people, will not have information for a period of time. And I know I already hear people assigning events and this and that, and that's not what the Father's pointing to or showing me. He's saying that there's a very specific period of time, a 48-hour window of time where chaos will occur. And I'm not sure what that is. I'm just giving a heads up. Father says give that, and I'm giving that. So there you have it. Program tonight, talking about all of the things on the list. We got through them, every last one of them, and a little bit more to boot. We're going to be talking a little bit more about wickedness on Friday night, not wickedness so much as sin itself, and the line that the Bible draws in the sand. See, a lot of people think they can justify themselves. I'm justified by faith. No, you're not. Not if you're doing that. Because if you had faith, that faith would turn into a fruit that wouldn't do that. So There's a lot of people try to sell a lot of different packages, a lot of different ways, but the scriptures have something to say a little bit different than that. Feel free to join us on Friday for Scriptures and Scuttlebutts when we're going to be talking about the unpardonable sins. Unpardonable sins. And I pluralized it. There's a reason why, and we'll talk about that. I hope you guys have found value in tonight's broadcast. It may not be the easiest one to listen to, but I hope it was informative and worth your time. Until we're on air again, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I expect it to be on Friday. I'm going to be reminding you, too, as always, whether you're listening live or podcast, by people, we love you, too. Those listening remotely, I want to thank you for joining us. Those in the chat room, thank you, too. I'm reminding you, too, as always, to watch for the signposts, connect the dots, find your path, live in love, and do something good, because we'll learn to forgive, and wickedness will be drawing its last breath. Until next time, good night.